KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have fog and 29 degrees here in Atlantic. Visibility this morning is about a quarter of a mile, give or take. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News. A dense fog advisory continues until at least 9 a.m. We'll see if they extend that. Otherwise, we look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today and a high of 36. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Corrections reported Sunday that a man convicted in Cass County of robbery in the second degree had escaped from the Council Bluffs residential facility early Sunday morning. Courtney Durrell Bennett is a 46-year-old black male, 6 feet 3 inches tall, weighs 178 pounds. He had been admitted to the work release facility on September 16th of last year. You can view his picture and this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And if you have any information on his location, contact local police. Bennett was convicted in Cass County on a Class C felony charge in December of 2013. He'd been arrested that year in connection with the armed robbery in August of 2013 of the former America's Best Value Inn in Cass County. Sioux City police have identified the 18-year-old woman who died after several shots were fired into a home where a New Year's party was being held. Police said Sunday that Mia Alexis Marie Kritis of Sioux City died after the shooting early Friday morning. Multiple guns were fired into the home during the shooting. Four other people were injured in the incident. Police didn't identify them because all are juveniles. None of their injuries were believed to be life-threatening. Police said the investigation was ongoing and the department encouraged witnesses to step forward. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports there have been 593 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in test results received since 10 a.m. Sunday as of 8 a.m. today for a pandemic total of 284,858. The IDPH had said Sunday there were no additional deaths reported since 10 a.m. Saturday. The total to date, therefore, stands at 3,946. Now, we'll get an update for you at 10 o'clock and post that in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Of Iowa's pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 was reported as the underlying cause for 3,621 deaths, while 325 were listed as a contributing factor. 105 COVID-19 outbreaks are being reported at long-term care facilities in the state, and that's one less than yesterday. Those outbreaks account for 4,363 of Iowa's current positive cases, and COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities also account for 1,139 of the state's total deaths. Health officials say just under 3,000 long-term care facility patients and staff have recovered from the virus. The IDPH reports hospitalizations were down from 577 on Sunday to 571 today. There are 117 patients currently in an ICU. 60 were admitted to hospitals. 55 were on ventilators. Here in western and southwest Iowa, RMCC Region 4, the hospitals say there are 38 hospitalized, 17 in an ICU, 2 admitted, and 8 people are on a ventilator. And according to the state's website, 1,365,704 Iowans have tested for COVID-19 to date. Iowa's average reported positivity rate for the last 14 days is 13.3% compared to 13.1% on Sunday. And the health department says 244,620 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. The 11-week shutdown of the 2020 Iowa legislative session due to the pandemic delayed a debate about tax policy that's likely to be front and center of the 2021 session. Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer, a Republican from Ankeny, said, "I've said this many times, but as long as I'm the leader of the Senate and as long as we're in the majority, we're always going to continue work on tax relief." Whitfer says Senate Republicans want to pursue an aggressive reduction in taxes.
What that looks like and what the details are still to be determined. We have really taken some big steps over the last 4 years to improve our tax climate. We're not where we need to be yet.
And the ultimate goal for some Republicans would be the elimination of the state income tax. Whitfer suggests this year's target is reducing the tax rate.
Reducing individual income tax is really important because it not only affects every single person in the state of Iowa, it also affects most of the businesses in the state of Iowa because most of the businesses don't pay a corporate tax. They pay the individual income tax. And so when you're talking about pro-growth, pro-job policy, individual income tax is at the top of the list.
Last February, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds proposed a 10% reduction in income taxes, along with a 1% increase in the state sales tax to find more money for water quality projects and mental health services. Whitfer says a sales tax hike has been and will continue to be a hard sell.
So from my perspective, that is the number one priority when it comes to tax policy. I'm sure there'll be other pieces that come up, but we've had some child care tax policy that we've been working on.
And that's how Speaker Pat Grassley, by the way, of New Hartford, who said the Republican-led legislature passed the largest tax reduction package in the state history in 2018. And he says it's critical to craft a state plan, a spending plan with enough in reserve to trigger the next round of cuts outlined in that 2018 law. Grassley says legislators are also waiting to see whether Governor Reynolds proposes the same Invest in Iowa package she did last February or if she makes some major adjustments.
We have to be careful to rush to judgment on anything we've seen in the past until we've seen what the new proposal may look like. We have 14 new members that haven't even seen the old proposal, let alone if there's something new.
Democrats say they'll push for specific legislation to help Iowans get through the pandemic. Representative Jennifer Confirst, a Democrat from Windsor Heights, that is, who is the Assistant House Minority Leader, said, "We want to make sure we're focused on long-term recovery efforts to get the economy rolling again. We want to make sure we're using aggressive plans to help families, businesses, schools, and healthcare workers recover over the next several years."
We don't feel like it's one or the other. We feel like COVID recovery works toward building Iowa's economy and building a better life for Iowans. It's just all part of the same process. So we see this as a long-term goal and one that we look forward to working together with Republicans on accomplishing.
The 2021 legislative session begins next Monday, January 11th. Iowa officials say the number of initial unemployment claims increased slightly last week. Iowa Workforce Development said 7,644 Iowans had filed for unemployment claims. That's an increase of 373 from the previous week. A total of 38,296 continuing weekly unemployment claims were recorded the week prior, an increase of 804 from the prior week. Unemployment claims are generally higher between November through February because of seasonal layoffs in construction, agriculture, landscaping, and manufacturing. The agency said 70.6% of claimants who filed last week indicated their claims were not COVID-related. That's an increase of 68.9% from the previous week. And one in every dozen Iowans has asthma, and wintertime can be their worst time of year, since just breathing cold air can trigger an asthma attack. With the pandemic and the chilly weather keeping most of us indoors, exposure to triggers like pet dander and smoke can make matters worse. Allergist Dr. David Slade, suggests a few ways to keep your asthma symptoms under control.
If at all possible, try not to use or be around things like wood-burning stoves, even kerosene heaters or fireplaces, just to avoid the strong odors or chemicals that they produce. It's also important to avoid things like irritating sprays, hairspray, indoor air fresheners.
And as Slade says, asthma sufferers and those around them can take some simple steps to make it easier to breathe.
Ask your family members to try to limit their use of perfumes or anything with a strong scent. The most important thing is that if you have asthma and you smoke, the best thing you can do is quit and ask people not to smoke around you.
Just going outside and having the cold air hit your lungs, he said, could bring on an episode of asthma. If you're not already wearing a face mask, it's important to cover your nose and mouth with a scarf when you're outdoors, Slade says, especially on very cold and windy days.
If you're thinking of fun things to do outside this winter, try to plan them when you'll have the least exposure to your asthma triggers, and keep an eye on the weather so that you can monitor your asthma by tracking the days that symptoms most occur.
And he said that to have a frank talk with your doctor to create a plan that keeps your symptoms under control and set up a routine that works best for you. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.